Mr. Crampton, is it?
Yes.
Ah, good. I was afraid I'd be waiting outside the wrong house. Well, I won't be sorry to sit down.
What do you want?
Shall we go inside, sir?
I say you shouldn't leave silver trays lying in your hall like that.
Get out.
Feel the weight of that. Ask him for trouble, that is.
Put it down and get out.
You haven't taken to me, have you, sir?
Right. I'm calling the police.
Then I can save you the price of a phone call, sir. We're here. Robinson's the name. Detective Inspector Robinson.
Oh. Well, now you're in.
These places are beautifully laid out, aren't they? Compact but roomy. And the park just across the road. I envy you your home, sir.
Are you going to tell me what this is all about, Inspector, or is it a secret?
Is that you, John? Oh.
Good evening, Mrs. Crampton. I envy you your wife as well, sir.
This lady isn't my wife, Inspector.
I do beg your pardon. I'm always jumping to conclusions. It used to work for Sherlock Holmes.
My wife isn't here at the moment.
I see, sir. Of course. What's the matter with me? I know your wife isn't here. That's what I've come about.
You've come about my wife?
You think I could sit down, sir? I've been standing in that street for the past 40 minutes and my legs aren't what they were.
Yes, yes. Leave your coat and go on in and find yourself a chair. What were you saying about my wife?
That's better. Oh, you don't know what a relief this is, sir. The years I spent pounding the beat have ruined my legs. You know, no panda cars in those days. Oh, I like your cocktail cabinet.
No point offering you a drink, I suppose.
Well, now, I know we're not supposed to on duty, but I hate to cause offence by refusing.
Jerry.
What would you like, Inspector?
You never know what little treats are going to have, do you? Let's see. We always keep flour in the rice canister at home. Any chance that a decanter marked brandy is telling the truth?
A brandy. Darling? John, anything for you?
Later.
Ah, this is lovely. Yes, I should have been born rich, or married a rich wife. I've forgotten your name already, miss.
I haven't given it to you, Inspector. It's Landers, Geraldine Landers. My friends call me Jerry.
I wouldn't let that worry you, miss. People can be cruel sometimes. Oh, look, it's getting dark already. Can I give you a lift when I go?
Miss Landers lives here.
Is that so?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice. Saves all that travelling. Yes, so is it must get lonely with your wife away?
Miss Landers was my wife's secretary and companion.
Was?
Is. Now, look here, Inspector. I'm not a patient man at the best of times. You've barged your way in here and you've made some impertinent remarks. If you're here on official business, get straight to the point. If not, then I must ask you to leave.
Well, I thought I'd told you. Don't tell me I've been sitting here all this time and haven't. It's about your wife, sir. I understand she's been missing from home for nearly 2 weeks.
If that's your understanding, Inspector, you've been sadly misinformed. My wife is away from home at the moment, but she is not missing.
You know where she is then, sir?
Of course.
Damn. And I really thought I was getting my teeth into something juicy for a change. Well, I wish these people would think before they send these stupid anonymous letters. They waste my time and make me upset innocent people.
Anonymous letters?
That's right, miss. Why do they do it? I suppose they get some form of pleasure out of it. And they always pick the nicest people. I mean, where would you find two more friendly people than you and Mr. Crampton?
What did the letters say, Inspector? Of what am I accused?
Don't worry about it, sir. Your wife's not missing, so that's all there is to it. I'll just drain the last drop of this delicious brandy, and then I really must be... By the way, what was in the trunk?
The trunk?
I say, I'm not holding up your dinner, am I? I get carried away, you know, no sense of time. You go ahead and eat. Don't mind me. I can watch the match on your magnificent television that you're already... this switch, isn't it?
Inspector, what is this about a trunk?
Oh, you're supposed to have murdered your wife and put her in a trunk. Ridiculous, isn't it? Some people's imaginations... Good Lord, it's a colour set. I didn't realise. Well, look at that. When you come to think of it, only a few years ago we thought a 9-inch black and white set was the last word. And I've still got mine. Foul. That was a dirty foul. Do you see that? Deliberately kicked him. Look, you can see the blood running down his leg. Oh, the colour's perfect, isn't it? Oh, sorry, miss. You're not squeamish about blood, are you? What was in the trunk, sir?
If you're talking about the trunk that I moved out of here the other Thursday...
Thursday, you say? The 18th? Yes, that's the date.
It was a trunk containing some of my wife's clothes. We're having the spare bedroom done up, and we wanted to move out as much as possible to make it easier for the men.
There you are. I knew there'd be a perfectly reasonable explanation. Well, it's natural, I suppose. People see a trunk and immediately imagine there's a body inside. Reminds them of a coffin, I suppose. Your wife must have very heavy clothes in, sir, by all accounts. The spare bedroom, you say, sir? That would be where Miss Lander sleeps, I imagine.
Yes.
Having it redecorated, are you?
Yes. It's finished now.
Very nice, too. You know, it wouldn't pay me to get a colour set, you know. I'd hardly ever be in to watch it. Great killers of conversation television. Have you and Miss Landers found that out? If I had my way... Oh, I keep thinking I can smell something burning.
The roast! Excuse me.
Charming, girl, sir. Charming. A lot younger than your wife, I guess.
Yes.
A lot younger than you as well. Good of her to look after you while your wife's away. Still, I don't suppose she's short of boyfriends of her own age. No, I was going to ask you something, sir. Yes, yes. How can I get in touch with Mrs. Crampton, sir?
I was afraid you were going to ask that. It's rather embarrassing. I don't know. She's staying with her mother somewhere near Newcastle. I've looked everywhere, but I can't find the damned address.
Oh, I don't suppose a mother-in-law's address is something a man would treasure. It's a pity you can't lay your hands on it. It would have saved a lot of trouble, but, well, there you are. If you can't, I mean, you can't. You haven't heard from her since she's been away, then, sir?
Of course I have.
Oh, but you've lost the letter.
If you'd like to see it, I'll show it to you.
Good Lord. Well, I'd love to see it.
Yes. Here we are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Dear John, popping off to see Mother for a few days, will write Mary. Yes, sir. Well, that seems pretty straightforward. Thank you. Bet you didn't keep the envelope.
Of course not. Why should I?
For the postmark. The letter's not dated, you see. Could have been written any time.
I'm sorry, Inspector. The next time I'll keep the envelope and get the postman's name and address.
Just his number would do, sir. Anyway, as long as good lady is alive and well, it's not a police matter, and I'm sorry if I wasted your time.
Not at all.
I'll probably pop in again in a couple of days, just in case you've got some definite news about her. There's a lot of red tape, I know, but once we've opened up a file... Oh, look at that fool. If he thinks he can score from there... Oh... Fluke. You put the trunk in store then, sir?
I've already told you.
So you did, but you didn't give me the address of the store.
Jerry?
Yes, Mr. Crampton?
What's the name of that place storing the trunk?
Paxton's Depositories, Waterloo Road.
Ah, I know them, yes, thank you.
The dinner will spoil if it's kept any more.
The inspector's just going. Well, unless I can help you any more, Inspector. Inspector.
Did you see that? He elbowed him straight in the stomach, but we didn't like that.
Excuse me?
Oh. Oh, not a sporting man then, sir. Well, I'm only a spectator now, but years ago, I was offered a trial for Arsenal once, you know. That's going back a bit, before my legs gave way.
I'm sure this is all very interesting, Inspector.
Your dinner, of course. I'm sorry I can't stay, Mr. Crampton, but stern duty calls. Oh, pins and needles, you know. That's better. No cellar under here, then?
No.
Dr. Crippen buried his wife in the cellar. Do you remember, sir?
This way, Inspector.
Thanks for the drink, Miss Landers. Hope I haven't spoiled your dinner.
Goodbye.
Mustn't forget my coat. In here, is it?
No.
Oh, it's the broom cupboard. Hello. A spade. Been doing any digging, sir? I didn't think there were gardens with these places.
Just put it back, Inspector. Here's your coat.
Right. Paxton's Depositories, eh? Well, I reckon I can get there before they close.
If you hurry.
Well, I can't hurry too much with these legs, sir. Well, the traffic's building up. Well, I look forward to seeing you again, sir. Nice if this weather holds up for the weekend, eh? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, what do you think?
He doesn't know anything. He's just spread a lot of bait, hoping we'll bite.
I think he knows something.
Oh, rubbish. It's a game of cat and mouse. We're the mouse. He's playing with us, but we're not joining in.
So what do we do?
We carry on exactly as planned, but we bring the date forward. We do it this week. With his bad leg, we'll be too fast for him.
Well, Anyone at home?
Who's that?
Ah, there you are. I was afraid you'd all be gone.
Not a worker, sir. Here till 8 o'clock, I am.
Well, it's about a trunk.
You want the office in? Out that door, first left, then left again. You can't miss it.
I've just come from there. It's shut.
Oh, that don't surprise me. Catch him staying a minute past their time. They'll be home having their tea now. They'll have to come back 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, that doesn't help me, I'm afraid. It's got to be tonight.
Then you're out of luck, Gov. It must go through the office. Wish I could help. I'm only the storekeeper.
What's your name?
Arnold.
No smoking down here, then, eh, Arnold?
What? Smoking down here? Good blimey, no. We've got valuable stuff here, and it's all as dry as a bone. Go up in a flash, it would.
I see.
They're not supposed to smoke in the office, but they do. Like the Battersea Power Station. No one says a word to them, but if I was to have a quick draw, they'd be down on me like a ton of bricks. Not that I would, mind you.
Oh, of course not.
I've got too much sense of responsibility.
No good offering you one, then.
Eh? Oh, well, one wouldn't hurt now, would it? I mean, it's not as if I'm not careful. Why is this different from the office? Tell me that. Thanks, Gov. Thanks very much.
Here.
You know, I shall tell them if they say anything. Here, suppose you're quite sure the office was shut and the... I don't want that Mr. Perkins checking up on me. Sniff out smoke a mile away, he can. Got a great big nose. Bigger than yours.
Well, he must have a big one. Mind if I sit down?
No, drag that packing case over.
Tar. If my doctor knew the amount of time I spend on my feet...
In the hot weather, don't help, do it.
You're right. And I smoke too much as well. You're pretty well full up in here.
Yeah, nothing worth pinching, I've looked. Rubbish dump of the world we are. Anything they don't want, stick it in store. What was it you was interested in?
Well, I've got a trunk here, actually.
Yeah?
And I want to get something out of it.
Oh, no. More than my job's worth, that is, Guff. You must have a chit from the office. Can't do nothing without a chit, sir. Even if you was a king of England. Unless you had a chit. Oh, it's one of them new 10 shilling pieces, isn't it, sir? Oh, two of them. Well... Seeing as how the office is shut and you can't get back tomorrow, what name did you say?
Crampton.
Just a moment. Just get me book. Crampton. Have to keep all my own records, you know.
Is that so, Arnold?
Yeah, everything that comes in or goes out, it's all down in me book. We've got 6 clerks in the office all sitting on their fat backsides all day, but they ain't got no time to keep records. Oh, no, that's for the poor storekeeper to do.
Probably too busy smoking their heads off.
And mucking about with the typists. And they get paid for it. That's what gets me. They get paid for it. With a C, is it, sir?
Aye.
Crampton. Spelt with a C.
Yes, C-R-A...
Yeah, all right, got it. One trunk came in on the 19th.
I think you'll find it was the 18th.
Eh? I don't usually make mistakes. No, I'm right. On the 19th, a gentleman brought it in. Not you, sir, if I remember.
No, probably my cousin. A thin fella, dark hair.
That's him. Blue estate car. Now, location 2H. That means H Bay. It's all down here in my book. This way, sir. And mind how you go. There we are, sir. Bay H. And just in the corner's your trunk, see? Crampton.
Arnold, you're a genius. 12 clerks couldn't have found it better. Give us a hand to get it out.
Right.
Tar. Oh, damn, it's locked.
Well, you got your key, haven't you?
Yes. Just a question of finding which one.
Blimey, Gov, how many you got there?
Didn't you wonder why I led sideways when I walked? I think this could be the one. No. Then this one. Ah, done it. You better stand back, Arnold.
Why?
Because we don't know what we're going to find in it.
Are you sure this is your trunk?
Now, just shine the torch on it, old sport. Don't ask embarrassing questions. That's it. Now, hold your breath and...
It's only old clothes.
Well, what did you expect? Tonight's star prize? I better make certain there's nothing nasty underneath. No, there's nothing. Thank goodness I've got a weak stomach. Let's get it back. Hmm?
Right, here on then. Go on. Oh.
It came in on the 19th, you say, Arnold?
That's right.
Very interesting. Here, wait a minute. Shine your torch on it again. It's red.
Well, I see that.
But it's the wrong colour.
Well, not according to my book, it's not.
I'm not questioning your book for one moment, Arnold. Come on, let's get downstairs. I've had about enough of this place.
Well, Mr. Crampton, we don't often see you at the bank. What can we do for you?
I'm afraid my wife wants to close her account.
What have we done?
Oh, no, nothing like that, of course. We're perfectly satisfied. My wife is up north with her mother at the moment. Her mother's very ill indeed. Matter of days, I'm afraid.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Her mother has extensive property interests in Portugal. These will come to my wife.
Yes, of course.
It'll need the personal touch, so we intend to pull up our roots and move out there as soon as possible.
I think I envy you.
As we're leaving England, my wife will want to take her money with her.
There are difficulties. Portugal is outside the sterling area, and you'll come up against exchange control regulations.
I know. That's why we want the money in cash.
In cash?
There are ways of getting money into a country other than through the official channels.
Mr. Crampton, if you think the bank could lend itself to...
I'm not asking the bank to lend itself to anything, Mr. James. All I'm asking the bank to do is to pay out my wife's money, her own money, in cash. I don't think you can refuse.
If that's what Mrs. Crampton wants, very well. I suppose you know how much there is in your wife's account?
Roughly.
I have the exact figures here. Her account stands at £37,850 and 89 new pence. She surely doesn't want a sum of that size in cash.
She does.
Well, I could only advise... Very well, you'll have to give me a couple of days to get the cash in.
I suppose there's some sort of form you'll want my wife to sign?
I'll get one drafted out and Mrs. Crampton could come and complete it when we hand over the money.
I don't think she'll be able to come down, but give it to me and I'll see she signs it.
With respect, Mr. Crampton, you don't think we'd hand over a sum of money of this size to anyone other than the holder of the account. And the account is in your wife's name, not yours.
I'm fully aware of that.
Tell her to call and see me any day this week, except Wednesday. I can't manage Wednesday. Then, if she's still of the same mind, I'll be pleased to hand over to her the trifling sum of £37,850 and 89 new pence. In cash.
Coming! All right, I'm coming! Yes?
Good morning, little girl. Is your mother in?
Oh, shaky devil. What do you want?
If I told her what I wanted, you'd blush. So I'll tell you why I called. I'd like to see Mr. Crampton.
Oh, he's out.
Miss Landers?
She's with him.
Oh, dear. And I made a special journey to see them.
Oh, you can come in and wait if you like, but I don't know when they'll be back.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I never forget a beautiful face, so I know I haven't seen you here before.
Ada Page. I do a couple of hours cleaning and plain cookings Monday to Friday. Sit down.
Ah, ta.
Like a cup of tea. I just made one.
Why he chooses to go out with her when he's got you, I'll never know. Yes, I'd love a cup of tea.
I'll have to watch you, won't I?
Don't see much of Mrs. Crampton these days?
Mm.
I didn't quite catch that.
I could say a lot if I wanted to, but I won't.
That's a pity. I love a bit of gossip.
Visiting her mother, he says, must think I was born yesterday.
They underestimate your intelligence, Ada. They don't think you can have beauty and brains.
If she's visiting her mother, how is it that her mother phoned the other day and asked to speak to her?
Her mother phoned?
That's what I said.
And you took the call?
They were out, as usual. I said he'd phone her back. I didn't want to get involved.
Very wise.
I got my theory. I suppose you're like me. You're not interested in other people's business.
You're a splendid judge of character, Ada. What is your theory?
Well, she's left him, that's what I think. Walked out on him. Well, you'd have to be blind not to see it coming.
Go on.
Always quarrelling they were. The choice things they'd say. Well, I'm not mealy-mouthed, but I wouldn't repeat them to you.
I should hope not.
I'm not one to eavesdrop, but... If you switched off the vacuum cleaner and pressed your ear up against the wall hard, you could hear every word they were saying, plain as plain.
I wondered why your ear was squashed.
I've said too much. I'll get the tea.
You know what? You strike me as being someone who can keep their mouth shut. So, Ada, I'm going to let you into a little secret.
Oh, yes?
I'm a police officer.
Get away.
Detective Inspector Robinson.
Oh, I should have looked at your boots. They give you away. Have they found the body, then?
Body?
Well, she'd done herself in, hadn't she? She kept saying she would. Do you want me to come and identify her?
Well, we haven't found her. For all we know, she's alive and well. We'd just be happier if we knew where she was. I mean, we don't like people, especially rich people, vanishing.
Take your tea. Sugar's in the bowl.
Ta. When did you see her last?
Oh, I can tell you exactly. She was here on the 17th, but when I went in the next day...
The 18th?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. When I went in, he said I could have the rest of the week off because she'd gone away for a few days. First time he'd ever given me time off. Are you all right?
Lovely, lovely.
Oh, look at the time. And I got their dinner to get. You don't mind if I do the fish while we talk, do you?
What, cutting their heads off and that? Oh, you won't be offended if I don't watch. I'm a bit squeamish about some things.
You're a policeman.
We have our feelings too, Ada. Prick us and we bleed. Oh, blimey, that's a fierce-looking knife.
We've got to have the right tools.
So you came in one morning and she was gone?
That's right.
Oh, well, I expect we'll hear from her soon. What do you make of her companion, Miss Landers?
I think there's some doubt as to whose companion she was supposed to be.
Something going on between them, you think?
I'm not one to tell tales, as you know. But all I say is this. There may be two people sleeping in the house at the moment, but I've only got one bed to make in the morning.
Oh, well, makes her own bed, does she?
You're too good to be true, you are, Inspector Robinson. Here, you like to have a look round? Try and pick up some clues.
I haven't got a search warrant.
Oh, that's all right. It's not my house. Come on. How's this for a bathroom? Carpets on the floor and everything. Not the same as the public baths, is it? More opt in number 6.
Look at that sunken bath. Oh, I'd love to give me a few to soak in there. Can I have a poke around in the medicine cabinet?
Oh, as long as you put everything back where you find it.
Who's the hypochondriac? You could stock up Charing Cross Hospital with this lot.
Well, that's Mrs. Crampton. Used to keep the National Health Service going, she did. She'd be lost without her pills. It's funny she never took them with her.
What are these? Sleeping tablets?
Show me. Yeah, that's a fresh box I picked up for her the day before she went away.
There's only a couple in here.
Oh, she's taking them with her then.
You should have been a policewoman, Ada. The obvious answer.
Here, how would you like to see something nice? Come into the bedroom.
Ada.
Oh! Oh, get out of it. Come on, in here. There. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's very nice. Very nice indeed.
I call it the bridal suite. Proper little love nest, isn't it? Gives me ideas when I'm in here. God, if I was 20 years younger, you wouldn't be safe, Inspector.
If you hadn't been cleaning fish, you wouldn't stand a chance now, Ada.
Right romantic couple we'd make, wouldn't we? Come on, let's get out before our natural passions burst through all restraints.
What?
Oh, I just had a horrible thought. You don't think he's done her in, do you?
Well, what makes you say that?
A crime of passion. He could have done her in with a fish knife.
Well, it's possible, but we've no proof. We'll have to find her first.
Oh, not if he cut her up into little pieces and shoved her down the waste disposal unit in the sink.
Wait.
Grinds things up into little bits and flushes them away. Anything but beer bottles and tin cans. I lost a string of beads down there once. Do you want to take a sample from the waste pipe? I'll show you how to undo it.
No, thank you. If she's down there, she's better off out of it. I prefer not to know. Anyway, she'd be mixed up with tea leaves and fish heads. Where's the other bedroom?
Oh, it's through here. Not quite so posh, but better than mine at home.
Oh, I hope I'll have the opportunity of making a direct comparison one day.
What?
Well, it's not a bad little room. Been done up recently, has it?
No, not to my knowledge.
Well, thanks for showing me around. No cellars or attics or priest's holes you've kept from me?
No, you've seen the lot.
What's through that door?
Oh, that leads out the back way, the tradesman's entrance.
Well, I hope I didn't offend him coming to the front. Well, it doesn't look as though he's coming back for a while, does it? Any idea where I could find him?
Well, I know he was going to the bank, but he'd have left there by now. There's one place you might try. Do you know that posh place called the Wine Cellar, just off York Road?
Yes, I know it.
33 new pence for a cheese sandwich.
That's it. Well, they always go in there for a drink before dinner.
Well, I think I'll draw all my savings out and go and have a drink there myself. I particularly want a word with our Mr. Crampton. I'll see you later.
A detective nosing about. Now, don't worry, it's going to be all right.
Excuse me, is this...
What the...
Why, bless myself. Mr. Crampton. What a coincidence. And Miss Landers. Oh, it's a small world.
Are you following us, Inspector?
Following you, sir, with my legs? Oh, that's better. My doctor says I should go to hospital and have my veins cut out, but I don't like the idea, Summer. They won't put there without a purpose. Pass me those salted peanuts, would you? I haven't any breakfast. Thank you. Those are cosy little places. My first time in and I bump into old friends. Peanut, miss?
No, thank you.
Oh, I can't resist them. Any news of the dear departed, sir?
Who?
Your wife.
Oh. Yes, I've heard from her.
Oh, have you? Well, thank goodness for that. I don't mind telling you, sir, I had some suspicious thoughts. She's written to you?
She telephoned me.
Oh, telephoned.
She'll be back on Friday.
This Friday? Well, now, that's even better than a letter, isn't it? To see the dear lady in person. I might even pop in myself, just to pay my respects.
Please do. You obviously don't believe me.
I'm sorry to hear you say that, sir. I pride myself that my face never betrays my true feelings. Still on Friday, you'll be able to rub my nose in it, well and truly. She'll have somewhere to sleep, I suppose. Of course, you've got two bedrooms.
Can I get you anything, sir?
Oh, well, let's have a look at the price list. Oh, no one can afford to give away salted peanuts free. What is the cheapest drink on the menu?
I really don't know, sir.
Well, whatever it is, I'll have a small one.
Yes, sir.
You want to know something, Mr. Crampton? I envy you having no money worries. Just go down to the bank whenever you're short. I didn't tell you, did I? I went down to Paxton's and had a look at that trunk.
Yes?
Funny thing about that trunk. Oh, blimey. Here comes my drink. Well, don't say anything, but I think it's a ginger beer. Do you usually tip him?
Yes.
Then pretend you don't know me. He's in for a disappointment.
Your drink, sir.
On my bill, George.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Crampton.
Oh, that's very decent of you, Mr. Crampton. I wish I'd known you were paying before I ordered it. Now, what was I saying?
The trunk.
Oh, yes, sir. The trunk. Oh, I don't know what you bought me, but do you mind if I leave it? I've gone off, George, you know.
What about the trunk?
It arrived a day late. Didn't reach the store until the 19th.
Nothing strange about that, Inspector. I loaded it onto my estate car on the 18th, but I didn't get a chance to drive to the store until the 19th. What's the mystery?
The mystery, sir? Good Lord, is that the time? Oh. I must be off, and you'll be wanting your dinner. You got fish, did you know?
What?
Friday, you said, sir? Your wife?
Oh, yes, Friday.
I'll see you then. Be nice to see your mistress again, won't it, Miss Landers?
Yes.
My memory. I meant to tell you about the trunk. It was a different colour.
What do you mean?
Well, perhaps it's my eyes, but the trunk I was shown in the store was an entirely different colour from the one I saw coming out of your house on the 18th.
That's not possible.
Of course not. I must get my eyes tested. Take it home, miss. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Everything satisfactory, sir?
Don't push your luck, George.
Oh.
He knows.
He doesn't. That's standard police procedure. Pretend you know more than you do and hope the other side will crack. For £38,000, I'm not going to crack.
What about the trunk?
Oh, more bluff. Use your common sense. He wouldn't have been watching the house on the 18th. The police wouldn't have been involved then.
No, of course not.
Come on, let's pick up the airline tickets. On Wednesday night, it'll all be over and we'll be hundreds of miles away.
We've got Wednesday morning to get through first.
You'll just have to tell Mr. and Mrs. Crampton I can't see them today, Jones. It's Wednesday, the manager's away, and I'm up to my eyes in head office returns. Tell them Mr. James will be back tomorrow.
I've told them that, sir, but they say they must see someone today.
Oh, I don't know. They stick a few pounds in their account and then expect you to be their personal servant any time it suits them. That television advertisement did us no good at all, Jones. No good at all.
I've bought the file in, sir.
I haven't got time to look at files. I'll just have to tell them to come back tomorrow and... Oh, that Mrs. Crampton. Oh, she's one of our largest depositors. I will see her. Jones, have you any idea how many brown foolscap envelopes we'll use over the next 18 months?
No, sir.
Well, head office wants to know. You take over these returns and show Mr. and Mrs. Crampton in. Ah, Mr. Crampton.
Good morning, Mr. Dennett. I don't think you've met my wife.
Mrs. Crampton, this is indeed a pleasure. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Sure.
You're in mourning, Mrs. Crampton?
Her mother.
Oh, I am sorry.
We were hoping to see Mr. James.
Any other day but today, sir. He's at a branch manager's meeting at our head office. They only hold them once a year.
Your girl distinctly told me he'd be in today.
Oh, I don't think so, sir. You must have misunderstood her.
All right, I won't pursue it. But it's annoying. My wife always deals with Mr. James.
All right, John, don't make a fuss. I'm sure Mr. Dennett will be able to help us.
Of course.
We've come to collect the money, Mr. Dennett.
Oh, dear. Anything else but that?
I don't follow you. The money's here, isn't it? Mr. James assured us.
Oh, yes, it's here, in our vault.
Then, what's the problem?
Well, this is something Mr. James has been dealing with personally.
My wife has indicated she's perfectly willing to deal with you if it's impossible for Mr. James to be here.
Oh, yes, it's most kind of her, but, well, it's a very large sum of money, Mr. Crampton. I've never had the pleasure of meeting your wife before. I should be able to identify her.
Then I'll identify her for you. This is my wife.
The manager will be back tomorrow, so couldn't it wait till then?
We fly to Portugal tomorrow.
Oh, dear, I just don't know any other day but today.
I'm a patient man, Mr. Dennett.
Of course. What's the matter with me? Hello? Dennett here. Get me head office, would you? I want to speak to Mr. James personally, and you might mention it's extremely urgent. I'm pleased to say your troubles are over if the mountain won't come to Mahomet.
I don't follow you.
Well, we can get to our head office in half an hour by car. I'll run you over. Mr. James can identify you, and then we'll come back for the money. It's all so simple, isn't it?
It's too much trouble.
Nothing's too much trouble for you, dear lady. You look a bit pale. There's some sherry in the manager's office. I'll just fetch it.
John!
Don't panic. Give him a chance to go, then we'll get out, quick. Just follow me. It doesn't matter who calls us. Straight to the car. Oh, damn.
Oh, was that my phone? Excuse me. Dennett here?
It's about your call to head office, Mr. Dennett. I've just been through. Mr. James is in at a meeting and can't be disturbed.
But this is urgent.
I explained that, sir, so they contacted the general manager.
The general manager? Oh, dear.
He said that if you can't manage one day of the year without Mr. James, and it was something you were incapable of handling yourself...
Incapable? Oh, did he say incapable?
Yes, sir. He said that if this was the case, please let him know, failing which he'll presume you will deal with it yourself.
Oh, it's all very well for them up there. All right, thank you. I'm sorry for that, Mr. Crampton. I've decided I shouldn't trouble Mr. James. After all, he's left me in charge. I'll get the money sent up now. Come along, Jones. Hurry it up.
Yes, sir.
I don't like the idea of carrying this amount of money through the streets. Where's your car, sir?
Just around the corner.
Come along. It's just around the corner. Well, it's not that heavy.
Oh, Lord.
What is it?
By the car. The police.
Just put it on the back seat, Jones.
Right.
Good. Now, that'll be safe, I think.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dennett, and thanks for your help, Constable.
Well, that's all right, sir, but remember, next time...
I never saw the yellow line, sorry.
All right then, sir.
You all right, darling?
Yes, thank you.
Then we'll go. I'll make a point of letting your superiors know how helpful you've been, Mr. Dennett.
You're too kind, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Crampton.
Goodbye.
Oh, blast!
I saw that policeman.
I know. I've probably sweated off a stone.
I'm shaking like a leaf.
Now we can relax. The hard part's over. From now on, it's downhill all the way.
Right, Jones, back to the bank. This has put us a good hour behind. I have to skip lunch. I do beg your pardon.
Oh, right on my leg. Still, it was my fault. I was trying to catch up with that couple in the car, actually. I thought they were friends of mine. I recognised Mr. Crampton, but the lady with him, the one with the veil...
That was Mrs. Crampton.
His wife?
Yes.
Good Lord, I imagine there is older. She reminds me of someone. I think I'd better limp off to my car and renew an old acquaintance.
We've done it! You and your cars following us.
I won't feel safe until we're on the plane.
Do you want to have a look at the money?
I just want to get out of here.
Okay, we'll leave the car. You go and phone for a cab while I mix us a couple of stiff drinks.
Make that three, would you?
Robinson!
You're not pleased to see me, are you? Ada said you wouldn't mind if I came in and waited, but I should have trusted my natural instinct.
John!
All right, all right. What do you want, Inspector?
You haven't introduced me to your wife, sir. Oh, I beg your pardon, miss. It is you, isn't it? Someone told me you were Mrs. Crampton. Now, who was it? Oh, yes, a bloke from the bank. And you're in mourning, miss. Not your wife, I hope, sir. Just as she was looking forward to coming home this weekend.
We're in rather a hurry. Can you come to the point?
I think you'd better get the lady a drink, sir. She looks a bit groggy to me.
Jenny?
I'm all right.
Oh, well, I can still remember how nice that brandy was you gave me the other day, sir.
Give him one, Jenny.
That is kind of you. Thank you very much, miss. Ah, well, that's better. Oh, here's to our loved ones, wherever they may be. Yes, I see. Bloke at the bank thought you were Mrs. Crampton, miss. You'd think the chap in charge of nobody's customers looked like. The days of personal service are gone, aren't they? You're just a number in a computer, now. That's progress, I suppose. What have you got in the bag, sir?
Don't touch it.
Ooh, it's quite heavy.
Put it down.
Just being nosy, sir. Whoops, I've undone it. Oh, phew. Been robbing a bank, sir.
Don't move, Inspector.
Now, that's not very clever, sir, is it? Give it to me, sir.
Keep still.
Is that the gun you killed your wife with?
Stay where you are. If you move...
Oh, come off it. I'm an old man. Ooh, my back. Don't leave me crouching down here.
I don't trust him, John.
You flatter me, miss. It's all I can do to straighten up.
No, go!
I'll get it, miss. This job is getting too much for me. I'm sorry to hurt you, sir. Now you know why policemen wear big boots. Now, let's have a look at this gun. Oh, it's not loaded. And judging by the state of it, I guess it hasn't been fired for years. You were having me on, weren't you?
Are you all right, John?
Let him alone, miss. He's just a bit winded, that's all. How much money in here, then?
Nearly £38,000.
And you got this far. I bet my name will be mud with you two from now on. You're looking a bit better, sir.
What's going to happen to us?
Well, that depends on what you've done, doesn't it?
What do you want to know?
Shall we forget all the little fibs of the past and start telling the truth? What's happened to your wife?
She's dead.
Yes, I was afraid of that. Which one of you killed her?
My wife killed herself.
Still sticking to facts, are we, sir?
It's no good, John. He won't believe you.
Try me, sir. How did she die?
She committed suicide. I don't know how many sleeping tablets she took. Jerry found her.
I thought she was asleep. I touched her. She was stone cold.
What makes you think it was suicide rather than accidental death?
She left a note. Would you get it, Jerry? She was very neurotic, Inspector. Used to keep imagining things.
What sort of things?
Oh, that I was having affairs with other women.
But you reassured her, sir, of course.
Naturally.
Here's the note, Inspector.
Thank you. Poor woman. What she must have gone through. Nothing for anyone to feel proud about in there, is there, sir?
My wife was the one with the money, Inspector. I haven't got a penny. Even this house is hers, not mine.
So?
In her will, she leaves nearly everything to charity. I get practically nothing.
And you thought you'd keep her death quiet until you'd had a chance to milk her bank account? Who signed the check?
I did.
I see.
I'd have been left with scarcely a penny, Inspector. Not even a house to live in.
And no colour television. A poor award for your loyalty and devotion. And what did you do with her body?
We got it into a trunk and I took it down to Epping Forest. I buried her as best I could. God, what a night that was. I never want to go through that again.
Well, that'll be reassuring for your next wife, sir.
In case anyone had seen me leave the house with a trunk, we packed another trunk with her clothes the next day and I took it into the store.
Oh, that's clever. I wouldn't have thought of that, you know. No imagination, that's my trouble. Oh, we'll have to dig her up, you know. Do you remember the spot?
I think so. It was dark, but I should be able to find it.
Good. There's a law against dumping stuff in the forest. We'll have her out before you get into any more trouble. Would you show me your hand, sir?
Eh?
And yours, miss. Thank you.
Handcuffs?
In case you fancy running away while I'm making my phone call to the station. If you'd like to change your story before it gets official, sir, now's the time to do it.
I don't understand, Inspector.
Still sticking to suicide?
Oh, no doubt there'll be a post-mortem that'll prove she died of an overdose.
Yes, we'll have you for embezzlement, sir, but I reckon you'll get away with the murder.
I hope you'll be prepared to repeat that before witnesses.
No fear, I've got no proof. Just suspicions. How did you get her to take all those sleeping tablets? In a drink? Was it in a drink, miss?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course, it might have been suicide. In her neurotic state, it wouldn't have been difficult to have driven her to it. That'd be more in your line, I think.
Aren't you treading on rather dangerous ground, Inspector? I shall make a point of informing your superiors of this conversation.
And I shall make a point of denying it, sir, and I'm probably a better liar than you are.
Why do you keep suggesting it's murder?
Did you know your wife employed a private investigator just before she died?
I know no such thing.
Then you're learning something. She should have gone to the police, but she didn't think they'd believe her. She had this mad idea that her husband and his girlfriend were trying to kill her.
You're making it up.
Am I, sir? If she had gone to the police, the odds are she'd be alive today. Instead, she went to this private investigator. Well, there's lots of good ones about, but it was her luck to get hold of one of the worst. A broken-down, shifty, near crook who specialised in nasty little divorce cases. She paid him to watch her and give her protection 24 hours a day. She got neither. She finished up in a trunk in Epping Forest.
She committed suicide, Inspector.
So you keep telling me, sir. And when the squad car arrives, you can try it out on them. They might believe you. I'll give them a ring once I'm clear of the town.
You'll be here when they arrive, surely.
That wouldn't be very wise in these circumstances, sir.
What circumstances?
Well, I'm afraid I haven't been altogether truthful to you in the past. It's just that I felt I owed your wife something. It's this damn conscience of mine. Huh? Oh. Goodbye, sir. Goodbye, miss. Thanks for everything. You won't be needing this money now, will you? I'll return the case when I have a chance. Oh. Traffic's building up again. It's a pity she didn't go to the police, you know. They're much more efficient. And far less expensive.
Just heard the conclusion of Cat and Mouse Game by R.D. Wingfield. Featured in the cast were Hugh Burden as Robinson, Michael Kilgariff as Crampton, and Jill Schilling as the girl. The program was produced in London at the BBC. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.